Good morning, Dr. Jay. This is Willa.
Good morning, Ms. Willa. We honor the Lord for you. Whoever's in the house this morning, we're right at 7 o'clock. Go on and state your name and tell us where you're calling from.
Here in Rochester.
Rochester in the house. We honor the Lord. We're going to go on and get this call started this morning. Again, this is Joycelyn Henderson from the north side of town in Hartford, Wisconsin. I heard my other north sister, Mark Preston, out of Houston, Texas, already on the line, so we can go and get it started now. This is the Master's Morning Call, and we just honor the Lord for each and every one of you taking your time this morning to come and to meet the Lord with us on the Master's Morning Call. I want to go on and get the call started, and so I want to give you some announcements first, and then we're going to call for, I believe it's Ms. Willa, Minister Willa, to come and to open the call in prayer. First of all, the Master's Morning Call have a web page, and I want to give you that website address. It is themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Again, themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And also, we have an email address, and we would just be just delighted if you would take your time to send us over an email to let us know how we're doing, how the Word has encouraged you. If you have a prayer request, a praise report, testimony, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. Again, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And even as we go into the scripture out of Psalms 88, verse 13, which is the scripture that was given to Dr. P.K. Roberts as well as Dr. Vanessa when they started this call back in October of 2010. And that scripture reads, "Unto you, O Lord, I have cried unto you, and in the morning my voice comes up to meet you." You know, to me, that is so important, is that that's what our mandate is that we would cry unto the Lord. And I will assure you this morning that when we cry out to him, he is a God that is present to help us in every situation that we're going through. And so we honor the Lord for that. We are also encouraged to enhance, to enrich, and to empower those believers as they begin their day. And so that's our mandate. That's the vision for this call. And this morning I am going to call Minister Willa to the line that she can open this call with prayer so that we can set the tone for how this call will flow today. Ms. Willa, if you are on the line, going to ask if you would come to the floor and that you would lead us in a word of prayer. God bless you as you come.
Pastor Joycelyn, this is Katie. It's me this morning.
Amen.
Can you hear me?
Take the call and go on and lead us to the throne room.
Okay, thank you. Heavenly Father, we come this morning thanking you for the breath of life and for salvation. We thank you for the Master's Morning Call and its founders, Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Father God, we thank you for the thread which brought us together, Artists International and the Diaz Leon family. We pray you bless them, Lord God. Father God, we come to bless your name this morning. Proverbs 18:10 says, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and they are saved." We thank you that we can run to you and be saved. Hallelujah. We thank you for waking us up this morning. So we come, Lord God, a little bit closer to fulfill your purpose for our lives. God, all glory and honor be unto you. We come into that which you have destined for our lives. Through your anointed word, we are able to pull success, health, and blessings from the spirit realm into our natural realm.
I'm not sure what's going on with Candy's phone line. Can you all hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
I can hear you.
Yeah, we can hear you. We can hear you, Dr. J.
And revelation knowledge comes from our speakers.
There she is.
We bind interferences and disturbances in the airwaves and phone lines. We loose the angels of the Lord to act as sponges and soak up satanic and low frequencies on our phone lines this morning. We loose the Spirit of the Lord to permeate the atmosphere around our speaker and flood him with the anointing of the Holy Spirit as he gives voice to your word. We loose understanding of your word and repentant hearts for sins in lives of everyone on this call. Holy Spirit, you are welcome on this call. Take control. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Back to you, Dr. Joyce Lee.
God bless you, dear. Amen and amen. We honor the Lord for you this morning. Thank you. The devil got scared, Minister Candy, when you started to pray. So we honor the Lord. We know we're off to a good start. I want to just take a moment to honor the Lord and thank the Lord for the Diaz de Leon family. I do honor them this morning for giving us opportunity through the ministry gate of Artists International, and I truly believe that it is an absolute ministry that God has opened the door for so many of us to be able to come together to do what it is that he has called us to do, and that is to live out a life of health and wellness. So we do bless the Lord for them, and we pray strength back into their physical bodies. I want to at this time get the man of God up that is going to preach the word of God this morning, and we just bless the Lord for allowing so many gifted men and women of God that have been graced to stand in different pulpits to come and also have a pulpit Monday through Friday on the Master's Morning Call. I want to say that I truly believe that he is a man of honor, man of integrity. He is a devoted husband and a loving father to his children. He is an author of the book, The Death of the Desperate Woman. And if you have not purchased that, I decree and declare that I believe for not only for women but for men, it is a liberating word that God has placed in this man of God's mouth. I wanted to bring to the floor this morning and to introduce to some of you and at this time to welcome the anointing of God upon this man of God, Pastor Chuck Brown from the Kingdom Builders Family Worship Center in Metairie, Louisiana. That's right down in hot New Orleans. And so we want to just take the time this morning to say God bless you, man of God, and we welcome the anointing of God on your life and the word that God will allow you to release to his people this morning. If you're on the call, Pastor Chuck, if you would take the call at this time, God bless you as you come.
God bless you, Dr. J. We bless the Lord for you and your ministry and the anointing of the Lord that rests upon you and Dr. Vanessa, Dr. BK. God bless each and every one of you. Thank you for this opportunity to share the word of the Lord. And I believe God has something that he wants to share with us. He wants to give to us on this morning. Each listener, just open up your hearts to receive what the Lord has to give to us. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Thank God for that awesome prayer on this morning as well. Luke chapter 7, verse 36. Luke chapter 7, verse 36 is where I want to begin reading. Luke 7 and 36. And one of the Pharisees desired him that he would eat with them. And he went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to meat. And behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment and stood at his feet. His feet with tears and did wipe them with the hairs of her head and kissed his feet and anointed them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisees, which had bidden him, saw it, he speak within himself, saying, this man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that toucheth him, for she is a sinner. Listen, in John's account of this particular story, the woman pours the oil out of the box. In two of the other gospels, she breaks the box open and pours the expensive oil out onto Jesus' head and feet. I want to deal with the concept of being broken and how it can cause you to come out of whatever you're going through. I want to minister this subject from this subject this morning, from breakdown to breakthrough, from breakdown to breakthrough. Sometimes God will break you down in order to break you through. The common misconception among those who are followers of Christ is that every day will be sunny, that you won't experience rain, that because you're saved now, you won't have to go through anything or deal with anything. Nothing could be further from the truth. In fact, the Bible explicitly states that those who are believers will experience setbacks and situations that are less than ideal. David said, many are the afflictions of the righteous. Jesus said, in this world you will have trouble. Isaiah talks about how the enemy can come in like a flood. Peter talks about how the enemy is walking about like a roaring lion. He's hunting us like a lion. Scripture talks about how we will have nights where we will weep. This doesn't sound like the type of life that any sane person would want to experience. Who enters into a situation knowing trouble lies ahead? Most times, when we have insight, we tend to avoid circumstances that would prove troublesome later on. Yet, living for Christ means that I'll look foolish to the world. But what the world does not understand is that along with any trouble that we experience comes along with it a way out. God always provides a way out for his people. He always lets you know that He always lets you know the bad news as well as the good news. He tells us the bad news, that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but then he comforts us with the good news that the Lord will deliver them from them all. He tells us the bad news. In this world, you will have trouble and tribulation, but here's the good news. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. When the enemy comes in like a flood, here's the good news. The Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against them. Here's the bad news. What weeping may endure for a night, but the good news is coming, but joy comes in the morning time. Listen, basically, your story will always end up with God getting glory. When you are in relationship with God, nothing that the enemy brings at you can be the end of you. No weapon that is formed. Wait. That scripture is showing us that weapons will form. It's showing that weapons will be pointed at you, that your haters will load clips just to spite you. But here's the thing, no matter what kind of weapon it is, who's holding it, or what they're trying to do with it, the weapon won't prosper against you. So let me give you the end of this lesson first. Here's the end of it. No matter what you go through, you always win. You're going to win. You're going to come out. You're going to make it. You're going to survive. You're going to be victorious. You're going to succeed. You're going to see your dream materialize. You always win with God on your side. With that stated, let me share with you the journey, because every win won't be pretty. Some wins are ugly. It won't always be pretty. You're going to have some close calls, but you will always break through if you don't give up. So I want to just share with this again, from breakdown to breakthrough, because we're going to experience a series of breaks in our lives, but these breaks always lead to our breakthrough. Number one, on your way to breakthrough, you will always experience breakdowns. On your way to breakthrough, you will always experience breakdowns. Our scripture speaks of a woman who we know in John's account is Mary, the brother of Lazarus. She comes on the scene a broken woman. We don't know her total history. We just know that something happened to her to break her. Luke further categorizes this woman as an immoral or sinner woman who, in people's eyes, was not fit to come around church folk. But just because you know my history doesn't give you the right to judge who I am now. I am not today who I was yesterday. Is anybody glad to know that although you're not all you're supposed to be, you can give God glory that you're not who you used to be? If we judge you by your yesterday, you should be disqualified. If I judge you by your yesterday, you should be counted out. If we judge you by your yesterday, you should be declared ineligible. But God takes those who have messed up yesterdays, cleans them up today so that tomorrow they can walk in their destiny. This woman came in a place with an apparent breakdown. She was wounded. She was broken. I don't know when it happened. I don't know how it happened. I don't know what happened. All I know is at some point she suffered a breakdown in life. Does anybody ever remember the time you broke down? The worst time to break down is when you're on your way somewhere. I'm talking about when you're on the highway. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about. Those times you were on your way to greatness. You were on your way to seeing your dream realized. You were on your way to seeing things starting to fall in place and things look like they were going to work out. But then all of a sudden, your life comes to a screeching halt. And now you're on the side of the road watching everybody else go by, watching everybody else prosper and move ahead and pass you up and get promoted, and watching folk get approved and get married and get ahead in life. And here you are stuck waiting for somebody to stop and help you. It's a breakdown. The thing about a breakdown is, in all all actuality, it doesn't matter why the breakdown happened. All you care about is the fact that something is broken that needs to be fixed. Whenever I've experienced a breakdown with a vehicle, I never concerned myself with the semantics of the car. I didn't care or try to research what makes a car run. I never looked into what the parts of an engine are or how a transmission works or what the alternator is connected to. All I wanted to know was, can this car be broken, that was broken down, be fixed? Can this broken down car run again? Can this broken down be jump started or revived? See, when you suffer breakdowns in life, you don't have time to worry about how you got this way. You don't have time to take psychological courses in life to find out, how your mind works. You don't have time to read 100 books on your situation. You don't have time to feel, you don't feel like going through your family history to find out who did what, who messed up, who opened the door for the curse, who started the breakdown. When you experience a breakdown, all you want to know is, can this thing be fixed? Lord, I've been broken for a minute, but can I be fixed? My heart's been broken by so many people, male and female, friends and family. I really don't care how it happened anymore. I just want to know, can my heart be fixed? All these tears I've cried, I'm emotionally broken, God. I'm depressed, Father. Can my mind be fixed? Can I be used again? Can I get a new lease on life? Can I get a fresh start, God? Can the canvas be erased, and can we start this painting again? I need to know. God, I need to know. Can I be fixed? We hate breakdowns. I despise them because breakdowns keep you stuck. They keep you where you are. They keep you limited in life. I'm looking at where I was on my way somewhere, God, and it just stopped all of a sudden. Yeah, I believe we have some folk on the line who've experienced some breakdowns in your dream. You don't dream anymore. Your passion for living has dried up. You don't have that same get up and go you used to have. You don't know when it happened, how it happened, or what happened. You just want this breakdown fixed. Is there anybody on the line who will admit that you need to be fixed? You need some work done on you? Yeah, breakdowns are crucial to your breakthrough. Here's number two. You will experience not only some breakdowns, but you will experience some breakups. To those of you who feel like you have to have certain people in your life to survive, I have a bit of bad news for you. While you're on your way to your breakthrough, you will encounter some breakups. I can imagine Mary telling her girlfriends about her breakdown, and the typical response from people who are still functioning and moving forward while watching you go through is, child, that's just life. Grow up. Just deal with it. Yeah, that's always easy coming from the person whose car is working. That's always easy coming from the person who has sufficient income to pay all their bills and has everything in order. When they see you broken down and realize that you're not just going to sit around and wait till you die, they will do all they can to discourage you. Just give up on it. It's not working for you. It's not going to happen. And in order for her to get her breakthrough, she had to experience some breakups. Let me give you this tidbit of information. Everybody cannot, will not, and should not go with you to your place of destiny. Let me share that again. Everybody cannot, will not, and should not go with you to your place of destiny. Stop thinking that everyone who comes into your life will stay in your life. I'm sorry, but there are some men and women you're presently engaged with who are purposed to only accompany you so far. Here's the thing. You're going to have to allow the folk who leave your life to leave your life. There's a reason why airplanes don't have rearview mirrors. It's because once you go fast enough and high enough, whatever is behind you doesn't matter. Can I give you the secret of moving ahead in life? It is allowing whatever or whoever is left behind to stay behind. I've learned to be okay with whoever is no longer in my life. I'm cool with it. Some people may say, but that's cold-hearted. But, baby, why should I bring my life to a standstill just because you decided to pause? I have to stay in play. You can keep rewinding if you want to. You can keep stopping if you want to. You can keep pausing if you want to. But I'm staying in play so that God can fast-forward me to my victory. And if we got to break up for me to do it, so be it. Amen. Here's number three. You not only do you have to experience what you'd experience, breakdowns and breakthroughs. Number three, you will have to break the mold. You will have to break the mold. This woman does something she's not supposed to do. She puts herself in a position she's not supposed to be in. Check this out. She invites herself to this man's house. She was not invited, but she went anyway. She wasn't included on the guest list, but she went anyway. She broke the mold. She broke out of what was normal behavior. She did what wasn't customary. But baby, when you really need a breakthrough, you will break out of who you've been to get it. This lady got it. She got it. She didn't just get it here. She been had it. She understood how to get what she needed from the Lord. Every time this woman is mentioned, she somehow finds herself at the feet of Jesus. Read Luke chapter 10 and 38 when you get a chance, and you'll find where this woman invited Jesus into her house, and while her sister Martha was busy doing stuff, Mary was at the feet of Jesus. Look at John 11. When their brother Lazarus dies, Martha approached Jesus with accusation. If you had been here, this wouldn't have happened. If you didn't let me lose my job, I wouldn't have lost my house. If you had intervened, God, I would have been divorced today. But Mary once again ran to Jesus and fell to his feet. And before she asked him anything, she worshipped him. Now in this scripture, here she is at Jesus' feet. She was always found at the feet of Jesus. She got it. She broke the mold. She didn't allow folk to determine her response. She went They are determined to get at his feet. Sometimes you need to just break your church mold and get into your breakout mold. Sometimes you need to just spin around and you just need to come and just start screaming. And sometimes you just need to holler. And if people don't like it, so be it. As long as you're determined to come to the Lord the same way you've been coming to him, listen, you'll continue to get what you've been seeing. When you're really ready for a change to occur in your life, you are first willing to change who you are. Hear me well. Your life will never change if you never change. You're going to have to do something differently. You're going to have to live differently. You're going to have to give differently. You're going to have to worship differently and pray differently and love differently. Break the old. Break your mold. Here's number four. You're going to have to break the box. You're going to have to break the box. This woman comes to Jesus where he is, uninvited, in a fashion unbecoming a woman at that time, broken down, but she didn't come empty-handed. She came bearing a box that contained some very expensive oil and perfume. It wasn't cheap. We know it because in John, Judas gets mad because of the price of the oil and what it could have done. It could have fed the poor and so forth. Understand that Judas sometimes lives with you. Judas is kin to you. Sometimes Judas has your same last name. They work with you. They don't see why you have to do all this. Why you got to be on a line Monday through Friday, early in the morning? Why you have to go to church and Bible study? Why you pay tithes and offerings? Why you have to really get involved? It doesn't take all that. Really? Really? Really, sir? Well, God always blesses those who dare to give him their best. That's why I always encourage people whenever I'm ministering anywhere to give God your best praise, because if I give him my best praise, he'll give me his best. Yes, 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 yes. Check this out. She came in with the box, but she broke the box. The box represents what's holding you back. Inside it is limitless potential, but it's boxed in. Let me tell you this. There is something that's invaluable on the inside of you that the enemy is using to hold you back. And your breakthrough actually reveals the real you. So as you break the box open, what actually is happening is you coming out of your shell. It's time for the world to see what you're really capable of. It's time for the world to see how awesome you truly are. It's time for the world to witness your greatness. Breaking the box did several things, and I'm closing. First of all, it showed that this woman was willing to give her most precious and valuable treasure. This wasn't something cheap, y'all. It had value. It had worth. It was extremely important. Get this. In biblical times, when a woman reached the age of marriage, her family would purchase an alabaster box and fill it with precious ointment as part of her dowry. The size and value of the box of ointment was in direct proportion to the family's wealth. And so when a young man asked her for her hand in marriage, she would break the box and anoint his feet in order to honor him. You got to get this revelation. Yes, she is anointing Jesus for his burial, but she was also doing something else. When she broke the box, she was also honoring Jesus as her bridegroom, Lord. She came to Jesus ready to give herself to Jesus. That's why it was so easy for Judas and John and Simon and Leper to judge her, because they hadn't given themselves to Jesus. They gave him to her as Savior, but not as Lord. When she broke the box, she was surrendering her life to the Master. She willingly poured out her future plans and her dreams and her goals and her tomorrow at Jesus' feet. She surrendered herself fully to Jesus with reckless abandon and no thought for those who would criticize her action. She said, Lord, I'm giving you all of my hopes and dreams. Yeah, I don't have no regret about it. And the reason she got her breakthrough is because she allowed the Lord to break through her. She said, I knew what I was going to do with this. I was going to wait for my husband before I did this. I was going to wait until I got myself together before I did this. But God, I want to give it all to you. I want to give my life totally to you. The other thing that happened when she broke the box is mentioned in John's account of this story. You can read it again on your own time, John 12. When she broke the box, the atmosphere changed. That's why the devil doesn't want you to break through, because he knows that once you break through, the atmosphere changes. When you break through the home, and your home environment changes. When you break through, your work environment changes. When you break through, wherever you are, the environment changes. This woman broke the box, and the place, the fragrance of what was contained in the box filled the entire room. That's what you need to get to. When you really want a breakthrough, you have to break you. God will break you through, but you're going to have to allow God to break you. Break the box. Break the mold. Break out of who you were. Don't worry about what happened on yesterday. Break all that stuff up. God, break up the fallow ground. Break up anything that's unlike you, that's holding me back. If it's relationships, break it up. God, if it's me, break me. I don't care what it is, God. I know what I need in life, and I know I need this breakthrough bad, and I'm telling you, saints of God, when you want to break through, sometimes God has to break you. And I know God is going to continue to bless your life, but you're going to have to say, Lord, I submit everything. I'm giving you everything. I'm giving you all of me, not a part of me, Father, but I want you to have all of me. Break me if you have to. If that means I'm going to get out of this situation, humble me. That's cool. I'm good with that. God, if I have to lose the house in order to gain you, I'm good, because I don't want to gain the world and lose my soul. God, so whatever you got to break in me in order to break me out of this, I'm fine with it. God bless. And I pray that this word touch someone's heart, touch someone's spirit in this morning. God bless you.
God bless you, man of God. We honor the Lord for the word and the anointing of God upon that word this morning. I'm telling you, you must break the box. And every one of us got a box that we've been holding tight, that waiting for things to line up. But the man of God said this morning, take the box out and go on, break it. Because truly, I believe that the atmosphere of the aroma of God that's in that box will change. The aroma of God and the atmosphere will change. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Minister Kathy, if you would come down and seal this word in prayer, as well as for those prayer requests that we have as well. God bless you as you come to the line.
God bless you, Dr. J. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're ready to go to the throne. What a powerful word of God that is for us to chew on today and marinate as we go out. We're going to go to the throne of God. Father, as we come before you now, we thank you for your word today. Thank you, God, that you love us with such an everlasting love, that you'll come and find us, allow your word to find us right where we are, God, and minister to our hearts. I thank you, Lord God, that you will cause everyone on this phone line, God, to surrender to you afresh and anew. Hallelujah. Yes, God, to your plan and your purpose. But we know according to your word that you've already said you got a plan and purpose for us, Lord God, and it has a good outcome to it. So we thank you, Lord God, as we surrender to you, as we surrender to your plan and your purpose, Father. We surrender to you. We experience the breakdown, the breakup, and sometimes, Lord God, even the breaking the mold and breaking the box. But most importantly, God, we want more of you and less of us. So, God, deal with our hearts today in the name of Jesus. We hold up these prayer requests before you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Those that have asked us to pray concerning their healing, God, we hold them up right now. In the name of Jesus, the Preston family, God, we hold up right now. Oh, God, the Roberts family. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, those that have asked us to intercede, we thank you that you are Jehovah Rapha. You are indeed the God who heals, and we give you praise. Thank you for being Jehovah. Oh, God, Jireh, you're the one who provides for us today. Thank you, Lord God, for these children that we've been asked to pray for, Lord God. We hold them up before you now. We rebuke the spirit of rebellion now in the name of Jesus, and we ask, God, that you continue to be God in the name of Jesus. Put a hedge around about all of us on this phone line today. In the matchless and wonderful name of Jesus, we do give you praise. We give you glory. We thank you, Lord God, that we shall fulfill our destiny. We rebuke the spirit of Moloch now in Jesus' name, and we declare that we'll walk in victory. We'll walk in destiny. Thank you, God. You You've called us to triumph and walk in victory today. And we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. Thank you, Lord God, for comforting hearts today in Jesus' name. As we go out, we be ministers. We'll become ministers in the marketplace, God, and do what you called and purposed us to do. Help our lives to be walking examples of you, God. Everything that we do and everything that we say, that we represent you in every way. We give you praise. We give you glory. And we thank you for your servant today. Bless his life, Lord God. Bless his family. Bless his church, Lord God. And bless his, the work that you've called him to do. Continue to anoint him even the more, God, and undergird him with strength. Thank you, Lord God, for everyone that's on this call. Help us to go out and be presenting you more, you, Lord God, and less of us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Back to Dr. J.
Amen. I want to say this morning that this call has been an absolute tremendous blessing to have each and every one of you on this call this morning. Minister Candy, again, thank you so very much for hosting the call earlier and then also coming and opening up with that tremendous prayer, opening up the gates of heaven for us. Pastor Chuck, we honor the Lord for you, man of God. We honor the word that's in your mouth and the anointing of God that's upon your life. And again, Minister Kathy, thank you so much for sealing this word in prayer. I want to say that if we would, I endeavored to say this morning that we would continue to be lifting the Roberts family up, Pastor PK, who is the host of this call in her absence and her sabbatical, and Minister E. David Roberts. We ask that you would continue to stand in the gap for them, as well as Dr. Vanessa. We honor the Lord for you this morning being on the call, and each and every one of you that have taken your time this morning to be a part of the Master's Morning Call. I want to say go out this morning, put a seed in the ground, break the box, call someone to know that there is still balm in Gilead, and be a minister in the marketplace. We look forward to seeing you and hearing you on the call tomorrow morning, and we say go out making an excellent day in him. God bless you as you go. Goodbye, everybody.